Hutto. Welcome back, and welcome back from a big summer of commentary.
Well, welcome back to you, Dwayne. We've got you back a day early, obviously. Sorry about that. We finished up the test in quick speed time.
Well, you would have been expected to come back today with about 100 runs and 3 wickets left. What about the capitulation last night? Was throwing in the towel a universal thought from the whole team?
Oh, look, I think it pretty much was, and it was pretty disappointing. And not totally unexpected going into the day. We thought, you know, if they had a chase probably of 300 and they lost a few early wickets, then they might capitulate. But the fact that they actually got 68 for the opening partnership, and probably, you know, it was their best, in fact, I think it was the best opening partnership, it definitely was of the series of either team, and going back in an Ashes to mid 2017 in Australia. So that was just a little point, but they just didn't capitalise. Once Australia slowed the scoring down, and then Joe Root was unlucky. There was a couple of pretty ordinary shots, and then the bowlers, well, they didn't want to hang around too much. But mind you, there was a few of the Aussie bowlers that didn't want to hang around when they batted as well. So, but it was not a great look, and the series started with Rory Burns being bowled off the very first ball, and it ended in pretty similar fashion, really, with Ollie Robinson already out of backward square leg.
So what about the backing away? Did you guys discuss, I know you did on air, but off air, did you discuss how it stands now in comparison to what it was like 10, 20 years ago? I mean, there was the thought that a number 11 might back away, but there seems to have been more backing away than ever in this series.
It was very late in the series, particularly. Certainly, it was unusual to see an Australian captain, even in Pat Cummins, doing it. There's certainly been times, even in the last few years, on certain wickets where we've seen it, and that goes way back, you know, as well as you refer to. But, you know, the Indian fast bowlers in Perth a few years ago just decided they're actually smarter to not stand in the line because, you know, they were going to potentially get their fingers broken. And that's probably part of it. But part of it is just, yeah, needing to stand your ground. I think it was interesting and disappointing from an English point of view that they found a tactic so late in the series that worked against Australia. The short pitch bowling by Mark Wood, they didn't really have an answer to. Travis Head looked uncomfortable, and then the bowlers as well. So he picked up 6 wickets, and it would have been fascinating if they'd gone with that earlier in the tour. You know, if you think back to Brisbane, David Warner looked unsettled against the fast bowling of Mark Wood. He had an injured rib at the time, which we didn't know about. But, you know, if Wood, who's not a tall fast bowler, but he's fast, and if he had probably attacked the body more than the stumps and trying to get the nick, it may have been a slightly different outcome, but, you know, only slightly, because Australia was so dominant in so many areas and England so abysmal, really, but particularly with the bat.
And was it nice to have? I love watching it because there was a whole list of new, good news stories, a whole sort of fresh air blowing through. Travis Head was great. Green was great. Boland's story was, I've always been an Usman Khawaja fan, probably because he comes on the show a bit. But it was just nice to have different heroes this time around.
It was. I mean, in England had known going into the series that what Warner was going to, Warner and Smith were going to average in the 30s, Marnus about 40. And that, you know, Pat Cummins had missed a test, and Travis Head had missed a test. Like, they would have thought they were going to be going okay. But as you said, it was a couple of really pivotal innings from Travis Head. It was the crazy emergence of Scott Boland to have a bowling average of under 10 after 3 tests. I mean, it's just, and then Usman to come back and make those twin tons that he did. So it was great. And Cam Green is the most exciting of them all. You know, like, both cricket aficionados and those that are only casual viewers of the game would straight away see that this kid, he's only 22, he's a classy batsman. If he can get it, he had a few technical issues, which he seems to have worked through. He's got his confidence back. And with the ball, he's deceptively quick, and, you know, he's growing into his body, and he's a lovely young man, and he's going to be a heck of a player. So we've seen stark evidence, both for Australia and for other teams, that if you can have a number 6 that is a genuine bowler, with genuine speed and genuine penetration, that allows you to do a whole lot of things. And we're going to see that coming up when Australia, you know, heads off to Asia with 9 tests in the year. And Cam Green could be the first change bowler. He could even open the bowling if we wanted to play 3 spinners. I mean, he gives that sort of flexibility.
And one throw on the text here, by the way. Fox do have the rights for the Pakistan tour, so you will see that on Fox Cricket. So your main takeaway from the 5-test series, Hutto?
I mean, for me, it was my first true Ashes series that I've had the privilege and the honour, I guess you'd say, to be able to commentate. So it was great to do it, but disappointment really. I know that we had that fantastic finish in Sydney. We had a bit of fight shown by England in Adelaide on the last day, again just playing for a draw. And there was definitely moments in this test where, you know, they took it up to Australia. And how exciting it is to, and how lucky we are to call great moments in footy and basketball and other sports. And but there's nothing quite like test cricket when it's at its best. And so it was fantastic, those few moments, but they were just too far and few and far between. Australia under Pat Cummins, you know, really the future looks extremely bright. There's no one who's going to retire immediately. So Australia are in a great place. England have just got a world of problems ahead, and Joe Root wants to stay on, but that's no guarantee. There's issues with county cricket. They're in a world of pain. So yeah, fantastic for Australia. The pro Justin Langer crowd, his old teammates, have come out strongly saying that, you know, he has to stay. So that's probably not in what everyone thought was going to happen. So we'll watch that space. That's probably the only issue of contention at the moment in Australian cricket.
Been good hearing your voice over summer, Hutto. You're probably only going to take a week off. You're probably going to start your week off today, but you're going to have to start it tomorrow. Well, great to have you on. I really appreciate you picking up the phone.
Great to have the madness back, Lino.
Midday Madness continues straight after this break. Great to have you company, wherever you might be listening, around the planet.